send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know that you're listening, where you're listening from, or send us a question. And if you do such, please submit a photograph, if applicable, so we can better serve you with the correct answer. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do that as well on the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods. And that number, it's very easy to remember, 1-800-927-SHOW, S-H-O-W, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
Well, Holly, let's get into the program, and we're going to start today with watering. Now, in many portions of the country, watering's not an issue. You got plenty of water. There are some portions of the country that still are dealing with drought, but most people would assume watering is middle of the summer. Well, watering is important pretty much all year round, and doing it correctly can save water and be more beneficial for your plants. And there's a number that we've got several companies that support the program that is involved in the irrigation watering aspect genre. That is Water Hoop, that is DripWorks USA, and that is Tree Diaper. And those are all can be found at our parent website under the Season 6 tab at the top of the page of the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com. And you can see all of them there and all the shows. They're big sponsors, big supporters of the program, as all of our companies are. And watering, Holly, it's not just, oh, it looks dry, splash and go, and I've done my job for the day.
No, absolutely not. So
that actually does more damage than good.
Right. You want to water thoroughly, which means that either you kind of time yourself on how much water you're putting on each plant or each bed or each area, or you use a sprinkler system, irrigation system, something like that where it's set up with a timer, or you just, you know, go out there, turn it on, set your kitchen timer or whatever, however that works for you, but you want to make sure it's consistently and you're giving the plants a proper amount of water.
Right. Now, if you have a DripWorks USA irrigation system, you set a timer up. We've got ours on when it needs to. It runs at 8, noon, and 5 p.m. each day for 20 minutes. For places in which the irrigation system is not piped in, we use the Tree Diaper, a unique watering system that absorbs moisture and releases as the soil needs it. In other applications, we will use the Water Hoop, and we use the Water Hoop for trees, shrubs, and bushes, and that we can control the water flow there. So, there is times where, or applications where finances may not be available, and you have to hand water porch, deck, patio, those different things. And like you talked about, a little bit of water doesn't fix the problem. Those containers, whether you're using plastic containers, porcelain containers, or what's the orange ones?
Terracotta,
or drip, or a root maker, grow bags. When those things are dry, those take a tremendous amount of water to start the rehydrational process. If soil gets too dry, it goes into a hydrophobic state, which means it repels water. And it takes a lot of water in order to reverse the way that is. I don't know the scientific formulation of that, but it takes a lot of water in order to change the soil back to an absorbent state rather than a repellent state.
Right. So like Joy had mentioned, just splashing water on your plants
makes you feel good.
Not smart, and it's not efficient.
Nope.
And it's a waste of A, water, and B, time, and it's not going to give you happy, healthy plants. And that's the thing, is when plants are being watered consistently, they are able to fight off disease better. They're going to be healthier. They're going to be able to absorb those nutrients from the soil that they need properly and consistently. A lot of problems that your plant faces is because you're not watering consistently, or you're not watering properly, and it doesn't have access to the water that it needs. And then it goes into save myself mode, which is typically bolting or shutting down.
Right.
Or it can't fight off disease, and then it gets diseased.
Well, let's talk about how mulch. Mulch is a great addition to your garden to reduce the amount of moisture that is being wicked up out of the soil of the plants in which you are trying to grow.
Right. So mulch, yeah, what mulch
what,
does
what,
is,
what kind of mulch can we use?
Sure. So you can use any type of mulch that is a natural mulch is good, except for you don't want to use anything that's going to add anything bad, especially to your edible garden. So you can use dried weed seed free, chemical-free grass clippings, which means that as long as your grass hasn't been sprayed with something containing like a 2,4-D, what's that called, weed and feed type thing.
2,4-D.
Persistent herbicide. Yeah. Then you can use those grass clippings. You want to dry them out a bit, whether they, you know, you put them on the driveway or on the lawn, let them dry in the sun, and then you can use those. You can also use dried leaves if you have those. You can use, we've used cardboard as mulch.
Shredded paper. Yeah, and shredded paper, straw.
Straw. Straw is a good mulch as well. So you have options for mulch. I would say if you don't start, you know, if you've not saved your leaves from in the fall, I would start this fall because it makes a really great mulch and it really feeds your soil. So mulch is great. And it just helps keep, again, that moisture in. It helps suppress weeds, and it does a really good job of doing both and making sure the roots are insulated of your plants.
And you can water by incorporating fertilizer into that watering regimen. Now, whether based on the type of watering or the fertilizer, for example, Ivy Organics, they have an all-purpose fertilizer, Super Blend, Azomite. It's a 333, that's the MPK. It also has all secondary nutrients, calcium, magnesium, and sulfate, a 511. And you can go to ivyorganics.com and purchase this and their other products. You can use Radio 10 to save 10% off your purchase at ivyorganics.com. And their fertilizer can make up to 20 gallons of liquid fertilizer. Now, some fertilizers, and this is a granule that will work as a you mix it in with the water and it will disperse to your plants. Based on the system in which you have installed, some may allow for such a thing. Others, you may have to do it manually and then allow the watering of that system to work that nutrient into the soil. So keep that in mind. And the Ivy Organics all-purpose fertilizer, it can be used as a liquid fertilizer or as a granular. So it's not just it's very versatile whenever you are using it. Apply to the soil, foliar feed, or even mix it in with your compost tea. All works the same there. So when it comes to watering, Holly, the biggest takeaway is if you're going to do it right or just let your plants die.
Essentially, yeah. You just want to be smart about it. You want to be consistent. And it's not anything that is super complicated. It's just a matter of you don't even have to invest that much money. It's just a matter of being on top of it and making sure you're doing it properly.
And whether you invest the money in Tree Diaper, Ivy Organics, Water Hoop, it will pay you back over because it's a lot more enjoyable and more productive when the plant is alive and trying to produce green beans or tomatoes or peppers. They don't do very good when they're dead because they're drought or dry.
I mean, I know for us, just when we started using irrigation methods, we always get rain up until July, basically.
Well, sometimes you don't get rain at all.
Right. But, I mean, it seems like these past few years we get rain until July and all of a sudden it like just drops off. And having that irrigation and knowing that our plants are being watered is very helpful.
Right. And there's many different systems in which you can apps and all that stuff. So, well, when it comes to additionally from watering to food preparation, Holly, some people need the peace of mind of knowing what's in their food, and many of you who are listening want just that. And Walton's Incorporated, whether you are butchering your own animals or you just need seasonings and spices that are safe and healthy, Walton's can give you that peace of mind.
Yeah, we're brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's. Now, they have everything you need to make any type of meat product, and you can find all sorts of great information at meatgistics.com. It's a website to help educate people on the hows and whys of meat processing, as well as a community of over 15,000 users who will help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. And at waltonsinc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. So that's meatgistics.com. And then for the products, that's waltonsinc.com. And if you want to use code GROW50, you can save 10% off your orders of 50 or more. And that's Walton's, everything but the meat, waltonsinc.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.